This is Sportsman Spotlight with Matt and Tom. Last week I was talking with an experienced houndsman about the importance of game conservation and management with cougars in Montana. Here's Austin to help explain the purpose of keeping these numbers stable just like any other wild game.
It's just like everywhere else. You know, you got to control your predators and keep them in a nice check and balance. And a mature male lion has to kill at least one deer per week to survive. That's 52 deer a year per lion. And more often than not, a lion will kill a deer, eat on it for 2 or 3 days, and if he leaves it for any reason, a coyote comes by and coyotes will urinate on it, and that lion won't eat any more off of that deer. He'll go find another one. So if there's a high coyote population in the same area as your lion, the lions are going to kill a lot more deer. Coyotes are going to eat what's left. The coyote population grows and is supported just as well, and the deer and the elk take the majority of the hit. The Montana Fish and Game does a really good job with controlling the quotas, and there's still some areas that are more populated than others just due to the access to the deer and the conditions. They have a quota system. You're allowed so many females and so many males. Just here in this valley, we're allowed 10 on the west side and 8 on the east side.
Like Austin said, it's so important for hunters and fishermen all across the country to remember we have to conserve and protect our game so our future generations can have the same privileges we have today. Thanks for listening to Sportsman Spotlight. This is Matt Rice. Check us out online at sportsmanspotlight.com or find us on Facebook.